a few thoughts on unit rates. Unit rates are used at the feasibility stage, and the reason that you would use them rather than some other method is because it's possible to put the estimate together with negligible information. Because they're based on units of accommodation, such as bed spaces, if you know how many bed spaces there are in the hotel that you require, then all you need to do is multiply the rate per bed space by the number of bed spaces, and you arrive at the total figure for the estimate. So it's quick and easy, and no problem to do at the very early stages. Accuracy, of course, is likely to be highly questionable because it's such a broad brush approach. And in actual fact, if you check in a price book such as Spon's, you'll usually find that there is a range given, and it's a matter of picking a suitable figure somewhere in the range depending on what your prediction is of the quality of the job that's likely to be required. As far as the source of the unit rates are concerned, then a price book is usually the easiest place, but there are a number of others, including for health service jobs, information from the DHSS on hospital costs per hospital bed space.